Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
1-800-Flowers.com is more than your birthday, anniversary, or just because gift-giving destination. We put our hearts into everything we do to help you celebrate all life's special occasions with friends and family. From our farmers and bakers, florists and makers, everything from 1-800-Flowers is made with love every step of the way, because we know that nothing is more important than delivering a smile. To learn more, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Released WWE stars turn down the Rumble. Multiple AEW stars could be saying farewell. And there were debuts, turns, and title changes at the Impact Wrestling tapings. For Monday, January the 24th, 2022, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. Presented by CultaholicShop.com. Zip-up hoodies and beanie hats will keep you warm through January. And Hell in a Smell candles will keep all guests away through January. All available now at CultaholicShop.com.
I'm here to rumble.
Less than a week until the Royal Rumble, and there's lots of conversations about who's in, who might be in, and where we are starting today, who's definitely not in. Fightful Select reporting that the Inspiration were offered a spot in the Royal Rumble match, but turned it down. Cassie Lee and Jesse McKay are currently the Knockouts Tag Team Champions, and they, according to Fightful, didn't feel the time was right to make a WWE return and are quite happy focusing on the plans they currently have. Fightful went on to say they aren't the only releases from the WWE over the past 2 years who have been contacted about a return. For now, though, those are the only two who have publicly turned down a chance to be a part of the Royal Rumble this year. No doubt more names will be hinted at, rumoured and discussed in the week to come. In terms of who may very well be in the Royal Rumble, PW Insider say that Bron Breakker and Gunther, I've been away for a week so I've missed all this fun, the artist formerly known as Walter, are slated to be in St. Louis next weekend for the Royal Rumble event. Now, there's no confirmation that they're going to be in the Rumble, but they will be on deck if needed, according to PW Insider. I think Bron Breakker especially will be a good person to showcase in the Royal Rumble. You know there's plans afoot for him to become a massive star in WWE, so why not hoy him in the Rumble? Another name who will be in attendance at the Royal Rumble is The Undertaker. Calm down. PW Insider have confirmed that The Undertaker is slated to be in attendance at the Royal Rumble this weekend coming. Obviously, anything is possible, says PW Insider. It's most likely he is attending the pay-per-view as his wife, Michelle McCool, will be competing in the Women's Rumble match and not he himself. It is also possible that Undertaker is being brought into film material for the WWE Network / Peacock Network, as the company will be filming for content that weekend as well. So it's very likely he could be there doing that. Maybe he's doing more cameos for All Elite Scooby-Doo. Who knows? But Undertaker will be in attendance for the Royal Rumble this coming Sunday.
I'm a machine.
A lot of conversations about some AEW stars who may be saying farewell to the promotion soon. PW Insider report the following. In asking about potential AEW deals that are coming up, three names have been mentioned most prominently to me today. Brian Cage, who last wrestled for AEW in October of 2021, but had been backstage regularly since that time period. Joey Janela, who had been with AEW since it was formed, most recently wrestled for AEW against Eddie Kingston in Charlotte, North Carolina, on an episode of Dark. Janela also competed last night at The World on GCW. More on that in a bit. Marco Stunt, who last performed for AEW in September of last year. Now, he's not been at an AEW event as of late. Jurassic Express have stopped calling themselves Jurassic Express, and they're now being known as Luchasaurus and Jungle Boy instead. Stunt did turn up at the World on GCW last night as well to try and help Joey Janela in his match against Matt Cardona, a wild match, which, as I say, I promise, we will talk all about that match in a little bit. I promise you. So those three names keep coming up as potentially on their way out from AEW. One who already has announced their plans to say farewell to All Elite Wrestling is Lio Rush. His contract is up soon. He's not renewing, and he's already got plans beyond AEW. He has been announced for the second Terminus event. This is the promotion put together by Baron Black and Jonathan Gresham. And he's going to be part of show number 2 for Terminus, February the 24th in Atlanta, Georgia. So already some dates in the diary for Lio Rush, who is saying farewell, along with possibly some others, to AEW.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
It was a busy weekend for AEW stars who were making surprise indie appearances. So Jon Moxley, who was part of GCW's massive event last night at the Hammerstein Ballroom, also surprised people at Northeast Wrestling on Saturday at WrestleFest 26. He was in the opening contest, beating Channing Thomas. Lovely pop to see Jon Moxley back doing his thing where he'd spent a lot of time in Northeast Wrestling. Also, Malakai Black, Penta, Christopher Daniels, Thunder Rosa, and Mark Henry were part of that show as well. Marco Stunt, as we mentioned before, was part of GCW last night as well. A surprise appearance by him, which we will get to, I promise. And Anthony Ogogo, this is an interesting one. Ogogo made a surprise appearance for Progress Wrestling yesterday. They returned to live shows in front of fans for the first time in 2 years at the Electric Ballroom in Camden. And he beat Hari Singh in a 7-minute match that was very well received. Now, Progress is still very much affiliated with WWE. That status, according to sources, has not changed. Anthony Ogogo, as far as we are aware, is still connected to AEW. some forbidden door action on this side of the pond, it seems. Some trademark news may give away some future plans for not only some future WWE events, but a star on Monday Night Raw. January 19th saw WWE file a trademark for The Goddess, which was, of course, Alexa Bliss's nickname prior to being taken over by The Fiend in 2020. We have seen those segments with Alexa Bliss getting therapy. This may lead to a return of The Goddess Alexa Bliss in the weeks to come. On the same day, WWE trademarked Uncensored and Super Brawl for entertainment purposes. These are both former WCW shows, WCW pay-per-view events. Now, does this mean that we may see them come back? Well, we have seen NXT take some classic WCW names in the past. I imagine WWE would quite like to keep them in their locker and stop other promotions from using them as well. So it could be connected with that. Serena Deeb was on the Reese Waters show and she said some things about the AEW women's division that have got people talking. She said, quote, "I think we are building an awesome women's division. We just picked up, I don't know if I can say names yet, but we've just picked up a couple of really strong female members to the roster." So whilst AEW seemed to be in a process of maybe letting some contracts expire, possibly bringing in to replace some new female talent to strengthen up the women's division there. No idea on who those names are, but we'll keep our ear to the ground. Let's talk about it. Last night, the World on GCW took place. The biggest Game Changer wrestling event in history. Not only that, but it broke the wrestling show attendance record at the Hammerstein Ballroom. This is the venue that has played Ring of Honor, ECW and WWE shows. And GCW outdrew them all. A lot happened as well. We saw AJ Gray winning the Grab the Brass Ring ladder match. He was meant to face Eddie Kingston. That ended up not going the way that it was meant to go. But AJ Gray is now the holder of the brass ring. I know writers that use subtext, and they're all cowards. Team Gringo beat Team Bandido in a trios match. We saw Blake Christian defeating Leo Rush, who was replacing Jonathan Gresham, unable to compete due to health reasons. Matt Cardona beat Joey Janela in a wonderfully, ironically overbooked spot fest between these two. Not even a spot fest, just full of nonsense. So we saw what we thought was a turn that was a fake turn in that match, and we saw run-ins of plenty. Marco Stunt, Hornswoggle, Chelsea Green, obviously, somebody in a Vince McMahon costume mask that turned out to be Virgil. Virgil from Off of the Past, him. We saw a man in a motorcycle helmet hit a spear. It had, a throwback to ECW One Night Stand. It was Brian Myers. A post-match, Sean Waltman made a run in as well. It was just carnage between, and all that chaos. Matt Cardona picked up a win over Joey Janela. Sabu and Bill Alfonso made surprise returns to the ballroom, helping Mance Warner and Matthew Justice fight off the 44OH. Ruby Soho beat Ali Catch. Jeff Jarrett beat Effie. This was back to back, and I think this sucked some of the air out of the ballroom for a bit, seeing Bussy lose matches on the bounce. But the Jeff and Effie match was certainly an interesting one, full of plunder as you would expect, and it certainly sets the pace for a rematch between the two. Jon Moxley retained the GCW title over new Indie Hall of Famer Homicide, and in the main event of the night, the Briscoes lost the GCW World Tag Team titles in an open challenge answered by Bulldozer Matt Tremont and the returning Nick Gage. Do go out of your way if you can to check out the World on GCW. It was a heck of a night. From this point on, we give you Impact Wrestling spoilers. They had two nights of tapings, and if you don't want to know what's going to happen on Impact over the next couple of weeks, then feel free to switch off at this point. I will give you a moment to do so, and I will tell you to stay safe and love you. Bye. Cool, you're still here. So we had title changes, we had heel turns, we had debuts. It's been a busy two nights for Impact Wrestling. Kenny King joined up with Honor No More, the ROH rebel faction. They've warned that more ROH stars are coming to Impact. ROH Wrestling did put out a statement saying that a major announcement is coming sometime this week for them. We'll keep an eye on that one. Kenny King was part of Impact previously, back in the TNA days. He, MVP, and Lashley were the Beatdown Clan, kind of a prototype for the Hurt Business, if you will. Connor of the Ascension made his debut for Impact as Big Con. He lost to Eddie Edwards and lost to Josh Alexander. So not a lot of wins for Khan of the Ascension, but he's on the books. Giselle Shaw beat Lady Frost in her Impact Wrestling debut. Now, Shaw is the reigning Progress Wrestling Women's Champion. Just further adds to how Progress is becoming this weird forbidden door over this side of the water. She's been a regular on the indie scene to the point where she's considered a British indie star. She does stuff for Progress, for Rev Pro. She's all over the place. We had a chat a while ago for an episode of Desert Island Graps to Giselle Shaw and I. She's great fun. And Matt Cardona is the new Impact Wrestling Digital Media Champion. He defeated Jordan Grace, turning heel in the process. He used the steel chair behind the ref's back and flipped off the crowd as he left with the title. I think Matt Cardona is far better as a heel, to be honest with you. So I'm glad that Impact have righted that wrong. Matt Cardona is the digital media champion. On the YouTube channel today, you can check out the true story of Sean O'Hare, wrestling's biggest what if. He was taken from us way too soon, had talent for days, and there was some really compelling camera work in amongst it as well. Character work rather than camera work. You can check that out, youtube.com/cultaholic. Now, restrictions in the UK are lifting on Wednesday, so classic reviews can resume proper when we're all back together. We've been doing a few over Zoom. We love being together to do them. And so from Wednesday, you will see a return of the classic review. Sorry for the stop-start nature of the past few weeks. You're going to get a new Nitro review on Thursday, a new SmackDown review on Friday, and finally, the Survivor Series watch-along with Jatkins and I from the Classic Raw review a week today. For the latest breaking wrestling news, you can check out cultaholic.com, and I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.